Yes, my name is Arlie Haig. I'd like to address agenda item 34, safe parking for homeless at appropriate sites. One such is the barn site south of Aston. Another could be the fairgrounds in Petaluma. Safe parking has been run in Sonoma County by various organizations. One primary operator was Homeless Action for the last 3 years. In coordination with the registered 501c3 nonprofit, Sonoma Applied Village Services. This well-run and well-managed safe parking site was monitored and run entirely by volunteers. To have a safe location to spend the night with restrooms, hand washing stations, and waste collection is vital for many without adequate shelter, such as women with children, people with disabilities, and/or pets. There are some bad actors out there, one of the reasons many homeless camp in groups for their security and protection. I have emailed you our outline of the entire process from coordinated entry registration in Sonoma County to listings of ideal sites, plus the operational outline used for our site. This, of course, is a temporary situation. There are over 500 cars and RVs in the county that need safe places to park. Many of these vehicle owners have great potential for moving up the steps in to permanent housing, and case management can be made available more easily when people are settled into one location. Thank you for addressing the homeless situations and solutions in the many ways you have outlined. Arlie Haig, Board of Directors, SAVE.
Hello, my name is Robert Schwartz, and I'm addressing number 34C on the agenda, the Los Gilicos temporary shelter. Nancy Burns, who was the licensed psychotherapist who had commented, had some salient points. This is not a safe and secure place with access to transportation and within walking distance to stores for the homeless. This is really not a suitable permanent solution. This was only designed as a temporary solution and certainly without proper supervision and aid. This, as she pointed out, as numerous people have pointed out, this is literally likely to be a disaster for the surrounding community and the environment, potentially, of course, with the Hood Mountain Park being right behind it.
This is Frances Waska, W-A-S-K-A, Agenda 34C, the Los Gilicos Homeless Shelter that should not be made a permanent fixture there. This location is totally wrong. It's too far from the city, and the whole thing, they promised it was a temporary thing. So no on keeping the Agenda 34C, keeping the homeless shelter there permanently. I say no.
Yes. Hello, people. This is Irene Eagleton. I live in Oakmont. And I'm aware of what's going on with Los Gilicos or the homeless encampment. I'm very much against your making this permanent because we're sitting ducks here. And if you people can't understand that, I don't know what you understand. This is such a betrayal of us. You made promises to us and you expect us to believe you in the future. None of you are getting my votes. You're really, really not nice people. I'm very, 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 very disappointed in fellow human beings not understanding how we feel here. Thank you for letting me speak, and I hope that you will never be elected again, and that includes all of you.
My name is Stephen Hibson, and my comment is for agenda item 34C, that's the Los Gilicos homeless facility. My wife and I are adamantly against making the temporary Los Gilicos homeless facility permanent. We initially thought this was not a good idea. Due to the semi-rural location, it's far from stores, support services, and providing transportation to reach necessary assistance services, safety, security, all have associated costs. We became supporters based on the promises that it would be a temporary closed access facility with transportation and security services provided. Making LG a permanent operation without support services, transportation and safety, security, would turn into nothing more than a sanctioned encampment. There already has been one significant fire there, which potentially could have destroyed the site, and once again ignited a large portion of Santa Rosa, starting with Oakmont. Swift action by on-site personnel, whom you plan to remove, luckily prevented that. Moreover, this is nothing less than an abandonment of the needy, including a disproportionate number of people of color. I served half of my career with the U.S. Department of State, posted to American embassies overseas. One of my postings was to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, during the Mengistu dictatorship. The Organization of African Unity was headquartered there, so high-level diplomatic visits and international conferences were commonplace. Invariably, before important visits or conferences, the government would send army trucks through the city to collect the homeless and panhandlers, using deceit, promising non-existent assistance, and finally force. The homeless were loaded and transported to the edge of the city, or perhaps farther, and literally shoved out.
Yes, this is Marilyn Garland. I'm calling about item number 34C, and I do live in Oakmont, but my biggest complaint is not the fact that the homeless people are out here by us, but the fact that it is costing way too much money to have them housed this far away from the facilities that they need. And we need to find someplace closer. The administration building lot, the lot across from Friedman's, something that's far more logical. Thank you. Bye.
Joanne Benayet regarding 34C. I live in Oakmont. I am totally opposed to Los Gilicos becoming a permanent facility. You had promised that it was temporary. Do the right thing, keep your word and your promises. Do not say one thing and then do the opposite. Do not allow LGV to become a permanent facility. Protect the residents of Oakmont.
Hello, my name is Taylor Anderson Stevenson. I'm calling about item 34 on the agenda. And I wanted to express my concern for how we are spending money to provide shelter for people experiencing homelessness. I've worked as an advocate and an outreach worker for quite some time, and I'm noticing the cyclical habit of shelters where people after 6 months are put out on the street again, and then they end up going into encampments, and then if they are 86, they can't get back in the shelter. Some people can't go in the shelter because they have dogs. They have PTSD. They are registered 209. They, bother somebody at the shelter, and then they get into a confrontation, and so then they're back on the street again. And I'm concerned that the exorbitant costs that we're spending and putting into these sort of cycles of homelessness through these temporary shelters are incredibly problematic when that money could be invested in creating more permanent housing by working with people on an individual basis and meeting their individual needs through doing models like a hotel, small villages, creating more of a community self-governed like a self-governed living situation where they can then be empowered to break the cycle that that is caused by the institutionalization of homelessness. And so that's my concern, is that we need to be innovative and invest our money wisely and not just provide temporary shelters where people get kicked out if they do something wrong or they can't go anyway. the rules are so rigid that they won't grow. I think we see this problem time and time again. I have a lot of
ideas. My name is Tisha Bennett, and I'm contacting you about item 34C that's on your agenda, the Los Gilicos Village Shelter. I actually am calling because it was supposed to be closed, I believe, on April 30th, and that didn't happen, and I'm not sure why it continued on when we were told that it was definitely a temporary situation, and now it appears that it's not. I'd like to know what criteria is going to be changed from the original plan, such as the security, transportation, and all of the original safeguards that were established. And I'm wondering why Los Gilicos, when it's so far from Santa Rosa and you need busing, and there's really nothing around except a winery and the town of Oakmont and Kenwood. I guess I'd like to hear from the supervisors what they're proposing and how it will affect Oakmont and Kenwood. I have heard of instances that have happened in Oakmont at the Chinese restaurant and at the store, and I've worried myself about people walking on Highway 12. It's a busy highway, and worried about that, you know, that somebody's going to get hit, and or there'll be an accident of some kind because of the homeless there. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to speak out. There was a meeting originally for the first, and I guess it was March, and we've not had that. This was sort of just came up. I saw it on the Kenwood neighborhood email, and I'm concerned because there's been no input, I think, from the people from Kenwood and Oakmont Village. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Scott Wagner, leaving a comment for item number 34. I'm deeply concerned about the tremendous cost of the homelessness proposals. I've had a great deal to do with the villages stood up so far, and you know, even setting aside remarkable initial infrastructure costs, per head costs of $2,000 to $3,000 per month for general population residents, and even more, are being considered acceptable in these discussions. Why? Hiding and downplaying these per head costs is yet another way to create a tiny, rickety pool of winners and a vast pool of people we kick around on the streets. The government seems to refuse to even consider RFPs besides these prison-like affairs. Massive security and staff budgets are not sustainable in the coming COVID-related budget resettings. These cost structures guarantee the villages will be dismantled, or that the county will continue to address homelessness with 10% of those on the streets. Worse, these villages systematically undermine dignity and autonomy. That's why each has been extremely difficult to initially fill, and why so many people walk away from services, despite the desperation for housing out there. Preferences matter. People need a sense of involvement and belonging, not a militaristic paternal fishbowl. Co-managed villages are designed to cost $800 a month or less net of client rents, including quality case management, in keeping with many programs that work across the United States. Now, our county agencies are capable of doing similar things, just as many agencies are doing in America. Open up the RFP process to co-management, especially with safe parking. Start programs that actually work and that we can hope to sustain through the coming budget problems. Thank you.
My name is Larry McCormick, and I wish to comment on item 34C. Again, my name is Larry McCormick, and I live at 6531 Pine Valley Drive in Oakmont. The comments that I'm going to make are primarily directed at Supervisor Gorin. My name is Larry McCormick, and I live in Oakmont. I would like to comment on agenda item 34C. Supervisor Gorin, you continue to bemoan the fact that the other supervisors voted to move the homeless to Los Gilicos, and yet you had 72 hours notice of the agenda item. Did you let we Oakmonters know about the possibility of this relocation? No, you did not. I know we would have been there in force to protest this ridiculous decision. All you do is spout the same rhetoric. You do not represent us well at all. It's time for you to give it up and go about your business elsewhere. To the other supervisors, I can only echo President Steve Spinier's conclusion that this was nothing more than a bait and switch, as your intentions all along was to make Los Willikos a permanent location. You have adequate facilities much closer to services and transportation and care for the homeless, and yet you insist on this location. You are cheating the very persons you represent. Sincerely, Larry McCormick.
Yes, my name is Kathleen Roth, R-O-T-H. The agenda number I'm calling is 34C, and the homeless here in across from Oakmont. I am a resident here, and this homeless camp was supposed to be temporary only, and it's getting a little out of control. We want it removed. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mark Kirby. I'm calling regarding item 34C, regarding the LGV homeless shelter future. I'm opposed to continuing this shelter at this location due to the lack of proper security and safety protocols that will plague this site once the current procedures and protections in place are removed. Not only will the safety and security of the local Oakmont residents be affected, but that of the shelter inhabitants as well. As elected stewards of our community resources, it would be irresponsible of the Board of Supervisors to vote in favor of extending the LGV shelter, knowing that there is no way to pay for the services nor the building upgrades that are necessary to make this shelter permanent. Thank you.
My name is Ramon Rivamonte, and I'm commenting on item 34. Basically, what my grasp of the situation is, having been in several shelters, the situation is that the shelters are basically, they are like minimum security prisons, and after a 60-day or 30-day period, or even 3 months or 6 months, you're turned out into the streets, and you're back in the same place you were when you started. This makes it ridiculous because you're treating the same people over and over and over again. They just jump from one shelter to another. You have your 30-day waiting periods or your 6 months of being banned or even longer, but basically off the streets, on the streets, and back and forth. It's simply ridiculous because of the cost. Now, what you should be looking for is permanent situations for the homeless. Otherwise, they're just in a circular cycles, and it really makes no sense to me. And I've been in and out of these shelters. I've been back on the streets and actually looking forward to being on the street after the time in the shelters, because in the shelters you're crowded, you're with people who are irritated from being back and forth and back and forth in these shelters, and I'm sure that it's not cost effective. And the way to deal with the problem is to find permanent solutions. The people in these situations, my time in these shelters.
Yes, my name is Judy Early. I'm calling in regards to agenda item 34C. I think the vote happens tomorrow. I would like for the portables to be packed up and moved over to the fairgrounds or certainly closer to town. The daily services that the homeless need are being cut back. They're out here 6 miles from the basic beginning of Farmers Lane there, It's ridiculous for them to be out so far, especially with all the fire season that faces us, and then with no security guards to keep the fires within that area. I can walk up the hills and start the fires. It makes Oakmont a very unsafe place to be, especially since we only have Highway 12 for an exit out of here. It's getting to be a scary place to live.
Hello, this is about the issue regarding Los Guilacos encampment. I'm sorry I don't know the board number, the board agenda number. My name is Linda Suhr, S-U-H-R. I live in Oakmont. I have been in favor of the encampment because it was a temporary encampment and it has been successful thus far. However, according to the Press Democrat article dated Saturday, July 4th, I read that the funding will most likely not be continued to provide the social services, the shuttles, the meals, and the security as they are in place right now. If that is the case, if those services will be whittled away, I no longer support the encampment. And I think it's pretty obvious the reason why. If there is no security or support for people in the encampment, then most likely there will be problems. Therefore, I do not support the permanent designation of the encampment. We must find another location for the encampment. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Kathy Carter, and I'm commenting on item number 34C. It's regarding Los Guilacos, and I am adamantly opposed to making that site permanently, especially since you're talking about reducing all of the services that they will be getting. A lot of those people over there smoke, and with fire season coming up and with this coronavirus, and we're isolated in our homes, now we have to worry about more fire danger from these people over there. I think you've been successful so far, but it was supposed to always just be a temporary situation, not ever a permanent, and you're withdrawing the funding to take care of services and buses for them. That's wrong. That is really wrong. Please, please do not pass that. Do not make that a permanent site. Thank you. Bye.
My name is Jim McAllister. This is for item number 34C. I can say that I am just so upset right now with our Board of Supervisors that how they have just mistreated us and lied to us. And, you know, we all supported the doing a three-month temporary opportunity to house the homeless, but the commitment was for the 3 months. And the fact is now that there's a consideration to make it permanent and even worse without any kind of supervision, transportation to where they need to get to is just inexcusable. And I think every one of the Board of Supervisors ought to have a recall just for lying to the public. You took an oath of office to do the best you could for the citizens, and one of the things that it does not include is telling lies. And there's going to be a day coming when that you're all going to pay for not being truthful to the public. Thank you.
Yes, Debbie Cooper, COOPER. I'm on Adobe Canyon Road, and we've already had some issues with the homelessness. I'm calling regarding my opposition to 34C, the LGB homeless shelter. We were told it was going to be a temporary scenario, and now, of course, things are going sideways, and we've had a lot of issues out here. So we oppose it. Please, please find another place. You know, Sinead, anywhere. This is just not a good location for them. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I have an agenda item, 34C. My name is Lisa Messina, and very upsetting to know that what you promised isn't going to come through for us. Very disappointing that we can't trust people anymore. So 34C, my agenda item, and please, please think of us. Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm commenting on item 34. I'm concerned about the 100 SSU residents who are about to be turned out on the street. The idea behind the shelter program at SSU was to protect elderly and chronically ill homeless people during the pandemic, because they are the ones who are most likely to become fatally ill if they catch the virus. Yet, the county is turning them out just when the rates of coronavirus infection are at the highest point ever. Where will these vulnerable citizens go? Why didn't the county have a contingency plan for when the lease at SSU expired? Please don't send them back out on the streets. Set them up in a motel or a co-managed village. You can use tents or RVs to set it up quickly. Establish a safe parking program. And this time, for more successful results, ease up on the strict regulations and treat people like the adults they are. Allow them access to their own medication without having to ask for it. If they're in motels, give them keys to their own rooms. Allow them freedom of movement. If you treat people with dignity, they will rise to the occasion. Thank you.
Yes, this is Kathleen Bishop. I live at 15 Glen Green Street in Oakmont Village. I'm calling regarding item number 34C on your agenda for tomorrow's meeting. My husband and I have concerns, of course, about the shelter at Los Galitos, and that we really don't have a problem of it becoming a permanent situation, but we do want services continued. I think that has made a huge difference for those folks over there. And if you're going to take services away, that just means we're going to start drifting into Oakmont and could be causing some problems as far as homeowners' properties and whatnot. So anyway, like I said, we don't have a problem with it becoming permanent. We just want to be sure that those folks are taken care of over there well, just as they've been, and I don't want to see any of their services done away with it, since you're thinking about making this a permanent situation. Appreciate your consideration in this matter and for all of Oakmont Village. Thanks. Bye.
My name is Judy Farrell. I wish to comment on item 34C on the Tuesday, July 8th or 7th agenda. I am in opposition to making the Los Galitos temporary shelter a permanent situation without adequate financial and social services support for every single resident there. The Board of Supervisors must, in my opinion, commit in writing to budgeting sufficient funds so that monitoring, security, mental and physical health checks, transportation services, social services, hunger relief services are adequate for these residents and your constituents. I live in Oakmont. I have been a resident for the past 16 years of Shirley Zane's McDonald District area, and I have always felt that the temporary shelter should have been placed more centrally located to social services in the downtown sector or at the administration building area. And this temporary solution in the eastern
edge. Hi, my name is Kim Taddy. It's T-A-D-D-E-I. I live at 207 Oak Shadow Drive in Oakmont, and I'm calling regarding the homeless shelter. I'm definitely disappointed in the supervisors for misleading us in Oakmont about the so-called temporary homeless shelter. I mean, from the very get-go, it was not a viable solution. And the waste of taxpayers' money and time is just appalling.
My name is Beverly Angel Levy. I live in Oakmont. I am talking on item number 34C. I was in strong support of a temporary shelter for the homeless as my new neighbor. I think it's unconscionable. It is criminal that you would even consider having it be permanent without supplying in as much of a perpetuity as is the permanence that you are creating all the services that these people need. I think it will be on your heads and on our voters' mind and absolutely unconscionable to have them there permanently without supplying what they need to exist in a humane way. Thank you.